Yeah, what's that? Describe that.
Quinceañera is a Spanish celebration, like a debutante's ball.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the Mexican culture, they bring out the 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
As more like a coming out party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that type of thing.
I always wondered if it was for an individual, but you're saying that they do it for a whole bunch of girls at once. So
they can. They can do it for one.
Is it a yearly thing?
It's whenever the girl turns 15.
Oh, okay.
15.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, is it a yearly thing where they get all the 15-year-olds together like a debutante ball? Or like
no, uh-uh. Well, they would be, quinceañeras would be held throughout the year.
Ah, okay.
Not necessarily at a given time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. What do they call it when all the cowboys get together and ride broncos and...
A rodeo?
Mm-hmm. And if a person tells jokes and likes jokes and laughs a lot, you say he has a good...
I don't know. He tells jokes and laughs a lot.
If a joke is played on him and he laughs about it, then you say he has a good sense of...
humor?
Mm-hmm.
Humorist?
Mm-hmm. And if...
also, a chivalry is kind of a joke type thing. I think of that that way. Uh-huh. Where they play a joke on the newlyweds by kidnapping the groom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the groom enjoys it more than the bride.
I don't know.
If you go to a party and somebody accompanies you, that person is known as your...
is known as your date.
Okay. And women put this on their cheeks.
Rouge?
Mm-hmm. And if a guy dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, he's known as a...
They sometimes call him a drugstore cowboy.
Yeah. are there any other words for that out here?
Greenhorn?
Mm-hmm.
But a greenhorn isn't necessarily dressed in Western attire. Anybody that is a greenhorn is someone that doesn't know the ropes of Western
mm-hmm.
life,
mm-hmm.
cowboy life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, changing the subject a little bit here. A person is buried in a...
church?
Well, but where is the plot of land where everybody is buried?
Oh, buried, a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And
or a graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And they hold what for that person that died?
A funeral.
Mm-hmm. And the actual box the person is buried in is called the...
a coffin.
Okay.
Or
and
a casket.
What would you say?
A coffin is not as elaborate as a casket.
Oh, okay. Is it the same sort of thing, though, or does a coffin
it's
go inside
for the same
a casket?
Purpose, yeah.
Okay. If a person is wearing black because they're sad, somebody died, they are in...
mourning.
Mm-hmm. And if spirits come back to haunt you, they are known as...
ghosts.
Uh-huh. And
or poltergeists. That's a German word, poltergeist.
Some people use that. And kids are afraid to go in a place where ghosts are. You call that place a...
simple, I don't know.
If it was a house, you'd call it a...
oh, a haunted house?
Mm-hmm. And God's adversary is the...
devil?
Mm-hmm. And if I saw a black cat and I thought I was going to have bad luck because of it, you'd call me...
superstitious.
Do you know any local superstitions?
Do I know any local superstitions? Think of that priest's name that walks up the mountain. There's probably a lot of them in this area, but none that I'm so conversant with that I could talk to. You need to talk to Leon Metz about those.